Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
Well, it is the Great Eclipse 2024 on April 8th, and this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we visit with our buddy, astronomer Darren Drake. Darren, it's a big deal for the 14 states that will experience it. What is a solar eclipse?
Yes, hello, Scott. Well, the solar eclipse is very simply when the moon passes in front of the sun, as seen from Earth. And it without question, is the most dramatic kind of astronomical observations you can make. There really is no equal to a total solar eclipse. And that's what we have coming up. So a lot of people, millions of people, will be very excited on that day.
You're in the Chicagoland area. This will air originally in western Michigan. I know southeastern Michigan, Indianapolis, Indiana, Carbondale, Illinois, some of the better places to watch this. Is there a website that people should be going to as they start to think about, hey, where am I going to go to check this out?
I don't really know of a particular website that's just going to be everywhere. Just Google solar eclipse and you'll come up with all kinds of different websites at your fingertips.
Probably not a good idea to view a solar eclipse with the naked eye. What do people need to be thinking about with respect to eye protection?
Well, today, it's very easy to get a hold of eclipse glasses. They can be one of two types. They'll be like a dark filter or a Mylar type reflective filter. I prefer the dark type filters, and they're easy to get. You can get them on Amazon or any other number of websites in bulk or individually. I also have a pair of Celestron 2X binoculars that are designed for viewing the eclipse. They're these really inexpensive fold-up type cardboard type binoculars that you can put in your pocket, and then they can unfold and you can view at a magnification of 2x. And you can get those on Amazon or at Best Buy, and they're only like $6 a piece and easily worth it. And I have a couple pair of them, and I've been recommending them to friends as well. And they're ordering like crazy, and they're easy to get. And you provide a magnification of 2x so that you can get a little more detail than regular eclipse glasses. And I would recommend those as well.
His is the voice of Darren Drake, an astronomer. He joins me this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. The big day is April 8th, a total solar eclipse, and it will be visible in parts of 14 different states. Darren, what is your plan for the eclipse day?
Well, I'm from Charleston, Illinois. I have friends and family there, and it's pretty close to the edge of the path of totality. So I'll spend the night there the night before at a friend's house. Then I'll drive to the Bloomington, Indiana area, probably around the airport. It's just on this east, the western side of the Bloomington area. So I avoid the actual congestion of the town. And that's if all is well with the weather in that region. But most astronomers, such as myself, have a plan B in case that region is clouded out or not looking so good in the forecasts. Then I have a hotel reservation in the Texarkana region of Arkansas. So yes, an 8-hour or so drive southwest. And that's my plan B. You know, it's a drive, but if you're like me, you will spare no expense to get to a better area to increase your odds even a little bit. And keep in mind, that time of the year is storm chasing season, so there can be, it can appear clear that morning, but cloud up that afternoon. So you have to be really close to the forecast and go towards the best area that will produce the best odds for that time in the early afternoon.
All of our shows are available at WHTC.com. And now you can check us out at HearingVoicesRadio.com. I would love to hear from you. You can interact with me through the website. And if you're polite, I promise to respond. This morning, we visit with astronomer Darren Drake. We're talking about the total solar eclipse that will take place, I think, the afternoon of April 8th throughout the Midwest and dipping down into the South. So, photography, given the fact that we can't look at it with the naked eye, if we want to take pictures of this, do we need to worry about like it burning out our camera phone? Do we need to like talk to me about people that want to take pictures?
Yeah, if you have solar filters, you can get them from a number of sources that are designed to cover over the lens of a telescope or the lens of a camera. You can easily take pictures of the partial phases. There's really nothing to it. If you don't have those, then you can use other tricks such as pinhole cameras, or if you really know what you're doing, you can produce projected images onto a white screen with binoculars or small telescopes. It will focus an image of the partial phase onto a screen, and then you can aim your camera at that as well. But when there's a total eclipse, if you are in the path of totality, then at the moments of the eclipse, and they'll go up to a 4 minutes in length if you're near the center line, then you take all of those filters off and you aim right at the corona, and the sky will actually be filled with stars, or you'll be able to see stars and planets, especially Jupiter, and maybe even a comet will be visible near Jupiter. And so you can then take long exposures or different levels of exposures to get the corona and so forth. So there's a whole variety of levels of filtration needed during partial phases or no filters during the actual total phase. And you'll definitely want to look as closely as you can. You can even look with a telescope right into the corona, which is what I plan to do. So there's any number of things you can do during the total phase, if that's where you are.
For folks that love the sky, April 8th is an impressive and important day. Darren Drake, with all the facts, thanks for your time today on Hearing Voices.
All right. Thank you, Scott.